Sharing Time. Obedience Brings Blessings by Diane Nichols. I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 3 Nephi chapter 24, verse 10. Have you ever been by a lake or an ocean during a bad storm? The waves and the wind can become ferocious. One night, a family watched a terrible storm from the window of their home near a beach. Huge waves crashed against the shore. They battered the family's wooden boat dock, breaking it apart. The next morning, they found pieces of the dock all along the shoreline. But their boat was floating peacefully and unharmed in the water. It was held in place by the strong anchor they had tied it to the night before. The anchor had held the boat and kept it from crashing into the shore and being destroyed. Just as the boat was safe in the storm because it was held by an anchor, we can be kept safe when we listen to and follow the prophet. Listening to and obeying his counsel is like an anchor in our lives. The prophet tells us the things Heavenly Father wants us to do. He tells us things that will guide us. He tells us how we can have peace, even during times of fear and worry. For example, the Lord told Moses, a prophet of the Old Testament, to lead his people out of Egypt. The people followed Moses out of Egypt. Because they did not obey God's commandments, they had to wander in the wilderness for many years. Finally, Heavenly Father had his prophet lead the people to safety in the Promised Land. Another time, the Lord told the prophet Joseph Smith to warn the people about eating and drinking things that would harm them. We call this counsel the Word of Wisdom. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89. If we obey it, we will be blessed with better health. President Gordon B. Hinckley has asked us to study the Scriptures and to pray daily. As we do so, we will feel great peace. The Spirit will testify to us that Heavenly Father loves us and answers our prayers. Listen to the prophet. He speaks for Heavenly Father. If we are obedient, we will feel peace. And like the boat tied to the anchor, even though there are storms all around us, we will be safe. On page 34 are six pictures of children doing things to follow the prophet as the Lord has commanded us. In the first picture, we see a boy handing his tithing payment to his bishop. In the second picture, we see a young girl with her arms crossed, her head bowed, and her eyes closed in prayer. In the third picture, we see a young boy receiving the sacrament. In the fourth picture, there's a young girl sitting by her scriptures, by an open window, reading and studying the scriptures. In the fifth picture, we see two young boys sitting on the ground together. One looks very sad and dejected. The other has his arm around him and is comforting him, trying to help him to feel better. And in the sixth picture, we see a young girl with a hoe in her hands, standing in her family garden, cheerfully working. You may need assistance with this activity. Follow the prophet. Number 1. Mount page 34 on heavy paper or lightweight cardboard. Then cut out the picture frames. 2. Color the pictures of children doing things to follow the prophet. 3. Write in the blank under each picture how you can follow the prophet as the child in the picture is. 4. Hang the pictures in your bedroom or someplace else where they will be a daily reminder of some of the things you can do to follow the prophet. Sharing Time Ideas. Number 1. To help the children understand how important it is to listen to and obey the prophet, tell them the story of the prophet Joseph Smith and Jacob Hahn. See the Hahn's Mill Massacre, Primary 5 Manual, page 176. Explain that the prophet counseled Jacob Hahn to tell the people at his settlement, Hahn's Mill, to come to Far West where they would be safe from the mobs. Brother Hahn did not deliver the prophet's message, and many lives were lost. Whenever we follow the prophet's counsel, we move toward safety. See Friend, August 1998. Cut out several paper circles. On half of them, draw a smiling face. On the others, draw a frowning face. Display pictures of people doing things that the prophets have told us to do. For example, Gospel Art Kit pictures 601, 602, 604 through 606, 609, 612, 615, 617. Also display pictures you have cut out of magazines or newspapers of people doing things the prophet has told us not to do. Arguing, fighting, stealing, smoking, drinking coffee, tea, or alcohol, not sharing, leaving someone out, etc. Have the children take turns telling what the people are doing in one of the pictures. Have them place a smiling or a frowning face by the picture, depending on whether it is something the prophet wants us to do or not do. Continue until all the pictures have been done. Sing songs related to the pictures with smiling faces. Examples from Children's Songbook are Baptism, page 100, 101. Listen, Listen, page 107. To Think About Jesus, page 71. A Child's Prayer, pages 12 to 13. Families Can Be Together Forever, page 188. The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77. I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, page 78-79. The Sacrament, page 72. When We're Helping, page 198. Family Prayer, page 189. And Search, Ponder, and Pray, page 109. 2. Cut at least 32 footsteps out of paper. Mark one side of half of them with the letters FOLOWTHEPROPHET. Make certain that the lettering doesn't show through the paper. Mark the remaining footsteps with stars, hearts, or some other design. Before primary begins, place the footsteps letter side down in order on the floor, making a path to an object in the room. Place the remaining footsteps on the floor in paths leading from the F footsteps to other objects. Stand near the F footstep. Tell the children that some of the footsteps lead to an object that you want to get to, a picture of the Savior. Have them guess which way they think you need to go. Now turn the footsteps over and have them point out the way you need to go to get to your destination. Explain that following the right path, the one marked by the prophets, will guide us through our lives. Tell President Boyd K. Packer's story that describes the spiritual crocodiles in our lives. Ensign, May 1976, or New Era, August 1976. Explain that when we follow the direction of the prophet, he will guide us away from the dangers of life and to safety. 3. Draw three maps. The first one should have a few buildings, including the meeting house, on it, but the roads should go in circles that have no destination. The second map should be of the same neighborhood, but with the roads drawn correctly. The third map should show a straight pathway between us and Heavenly Father. Show the children the first map. Ask them if they could get to church by following the roads on this map. Show them the second map. Have them identify some of the streets and roads on this map. Ask them if they could find their way to church by using this map. Now, show them the third map. Have the children help draw or write on the map some of the things along the way that the prophet has asked us to do in order to return to Heavenly Father, such as baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost, listening to the prophets, reading the scriptures, praying, being kind, obeying the commandments, temple marriage, etc. Explain that by following the prophet and doing the things he has asked us to do, we will be guided safely back to Father in heaven. 4. Tell the children the story of the first pioneer company to cross the plains from winter quarters to the Salt Lake Valley. Explain that the prophet Brigham Young led the first pioneers to the valley where the Lord wanted them to make their homes. As the pioneers followed the prophet to the valley, they marked the trail for other saints to follow. The prophet continues to lead us today by teaching us the things we should do in order to return to our Father in heaven. Thread a button onto a long piece of string, then tie the ends together. Have the children sit in a circle, each holding on to the string with both hands. One child will have the button hidden in his or her hand. Sing Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 to 111. Have the children move their hands back and forth along the string, gently bumping their neighbor's hands on both sides. The children should secretly pass the button on in either direction until the leader stops singing. The child with the button at that moment tells one way that he or she can follow the prophet. Continue singing and moving the button. Stop often, so that several children can have a turn saying how they can follow the prophet. Conclude by singing the last verse of Follow the Prophet. Bear your testimony of how following the prophet has guided your life. 5. Tell the children that you have hidden some letters, P-E-A-C-E, in the room. If they follow your instructions, they will be able to find the letters quickly. Give one child directions to find the first letter, such as go to the right side of the room, the first row of chairs, the third chair from the left, and look under that seat. Continue until all five letters have been found. Put the letters on the floor or the chalkboard and spell out the word peace. Ask the children how they were able to find all the letters. Tell them that when we are obedient and follow the directions of the prophet, we will find peace. Have the children think of one thing they can do to obey the prophet that begins with each letter in the word peace. Pray, pay tithing, eat healthy foods, exercise, be a good example, encourage others, attend primary, choose the right, be cheerful, etc. Explain that Heavenly Father wants us to be obedient to His commandments. Learning to be obedient and following the prophet will bring great blessings of peace and happiness into our lives. 6. Song Presentation. Show a set of scriptures and a bicycle helmet or other safety device. Ask, how are these two things alike? They can both keep us safe if used correctly. Explain that the scriptures keep us safe by teaching us God's commandments. Sing the first two lines of Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146-147. Invite the children to sing the first two lines with you, then ask, in keeping the commandments, there is what? Safety and peace. Sing the third line of the song, have the children sing it with you, then have them sing lines 1 through 3. Ask, when we keep the commandments, what happens? We receive blessings because we are obedient. Tell the children that keeping the commandments is so important that we sing about them again at the end of the song. Sing, Words of a Prophet, Keep the Commandments, and have the children sing it back to you. Have them sing the entire song up to this point. Ask, what does the prophet tell us to do? Keep the commandments. Sing the last line of the song to the children. Have them repeat this line, then sing the entire song together. As you sing the song again, ask the children to discover how many times the song tells us to keep the commandments. 3. That in this there is safety. 2. And that He will send blessings. 2. Bear your testimony of the importance of keeping God's commandments. 7. Additional Friend Resources. The Word of God. January 1998. Finding Safety in Counsel. August 1998. And Prophets and Prophecies. May 1999. End of Sharing Time. Obedience Brings Blessings. Summer